91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
And now, folks, it's definitely Suck It To Me time. Oh, that's cute. Really cute.
Yeah. Suck It To Me time. You remember that? So this is in honor of Judy Carne, one of my favorite comedians in the 60s. She keeps going, doesn't she? Star of Laughing. I mean, that was the way most of us knew her. We lost her today at the age of 76, apparently to pneumonia. Now, that has absolutely nothing to do with the show, which is...
Suck It To Me, baby.
No, it's not Suck It To Me. Now, this show is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I just figured I'd start off with Judy Carne, because, you know, what a shame that we lost her today. But we have another Judy that is, you know, alive and well. And every week we... Yeah, every week we play the Judy moment, which is always a song that, I don't know, has lyrics that are appropriate. Yeah, okay, Judy. And but this week we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're just going to play a song that's fun to listen to. Lyrics have nothing to do with anybody. And I just thought that Judy and others would enjoy this.
What you call sucking it to me.
Thank you. So what we're going to play is I got to fade her out because I can't keep talking over that. Sorry about that. So what we're going to play is a nice little ditty, a little rocker by Mr. Elton John. And this has Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
She don't care. happy and made you sing. And I played for you on my guitar. It didn't last long, we didn't go far. And though the times have changed, we're rearranged, will the ties that bind remain the same? Came around after a while. Everyone said that I made you smile. It all went well, and suddenly then you heard that he would marry you again. And though the times have changed, we're rearranged, will the time I gave to you a golden ring. Would I make you happy? Would I make you sing? For the times have changed, we'll rearrange. Do the ties that bind remain the same? For the times have changed, we'll rearrange. Will the ties remain the same?
That was Golden Ring from Eric Clapton's album Backless. And that goes out to Mima Pearl, who is in her first year at university and landed herself a really cool gig as assistant producer at the university's radio station. So I'm sure Mimi's real proud of her, and all of us are. And so that goes out to you. And we started that set off with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. And that is from Prince's Trust, 1987. That's Elton John, joined by Brian Adams on vocals and guitar. But the guitar solo toward the end was none other than Eric Clapton. So this is an hour of Eric Clapton, The Crossroads. And I'm your host, Gary Alton. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And we do have a question of the week. And you know, I think it's been a few weeks since we got a correct answer. I don't know if we're going to get one this week, because this is not exactly an easy one, but if you know your Clapton, you might know it. You might have a couple of guesses and might get it. But a couple of weeks ago, we asked about the first American blues artist that Eric recorded with that was released, and it was a live recording. It was Sonny Boy Williamson and the Yardbirds. This week, we're going to kind of just ask the similar question, but the first American blues artist that Eric went into the studio with and recorded, you know, in the studio, and that was released as a single, actually. He played on the A and the B side. So if you know the answer, 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. If you know who the first American blues artist that Eric recorded in the studio with and was released as a record. So we're going to go, since we're talking about Sonny Boy Williamson, we're going to play something by Sonny Boy Williamson. And this is from the same tour as the as the one that we played last a couple of weeks ago, but this was not released until in more recent years. Sonny Boy Williamson with Do the Westin.
Thank you. clothes to wear. She'll put on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she'll ask me, do I look all right? And I'll say, yes, you look wonderful tonight.
So that was, of course, Eric Clapton with Dire Straits, the whole band, from the album Tribute to Mandela, Wonderful Tonight. And before that, we heard Do the Westin live at the Star Club, Croydon, 1963. That was Sonny Boy Williamson and the Yardbirds. the first American blues artist that Eric recorded with. He did a whole tour with him all over the south of England, and that was released originally on a vinyl record, which had some Yardbird songs and a whole side of Sonny Boy Williamson with the Yardbirds live, and other pieces of it have been released over the years. That particular song is available on the Yardbird Story, which is a box set, and I got it actually off a 4-CD box set called The Train Kept A-Rollin'. So that's a pretty cool track, I think. So, which reminds me of the question of the week. We got some guesses, but, and close ones, you know, good ones, but not the correct one. So if you want to dial 908-852-4545, that's 908-852-4545. And if you're the first caller with the correct answer to the following question, you can win a gift certificate to Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown and Sparta. You can go to either one or both if you'd like. And the question is, who was the first American blues artist that Eric recorded in the studio with and was released? So 908-852-4545. We're going to take a short break and play some more music.
This is Matt, inviting you to a very special episode of The Knife Edge, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Shine on with me Wednesday, September 9th, 10 till midnight, for interviews, live performances, and interpretations from former Floydians, other artists, and Pink Floyd themselves. That's Wednesday, September 9th, 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The New Jersey Highlands Coalition, presenting the Highlands Festival at Waterloo Village in Byram, New Jersey, September 19th and 20th. The festival will feature live music, food, activities, and more. Music schedule available online. Information at highlandsfestivalatwaterloo.org for the Highlands Festival at Waterloo Village in Byram, New Jersey. Choose Healthy Warren County. 6 participating restaurants in Hackettstown with Warren County Health Department approved healthy menu items. Items are marked on the menus and include whole grains, vegetables, and are low fat. A list of participating restaurants available at co.warren.nj.us or by phone 908-475-7960 for Choose Healthy Warren County.
And it's time now for the Eric Influence. And this week we picked a gentleman by the name of Bub Roberts, sometimes misspelled Bob Roberts, but it's Bub, B-U-B Roberts. And he is known for his work with Simply Red. He was on Dave Knopfler's album after Dave left Dire Straits, brother of Mark Knopfler. The track I'm going to play is with Gail Ann Dorsey, who's most famous for being the longtime bass player for David Bowie. But this is short and sweet. This is what Bub says. He on this particular track that I'm going to play, Eric Clapton plays lead guitar, and that's most of the lead guitar you're going to hear is Eric, but he does trade off with Bub a little bit. And Bub says, doing that session was a great buzz for me, because it was Eric's early records with Cream that really inspired me to play guitar. I never thought that many years later I would play on the same record. So that was, you know, short and sweet, just saying that these Cream records had a big influence on him and really influenced him to pick the guitar up. So we're going to play a track called Wasted Country from an EP of Gail Ann Dorsey from the album The Corporate World. We're going to hear Wasted Country featuring Eric Clapton and including Bub Roberts.
Ah, 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 ah
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Thank you. Thanks very
That's
much.
Eric Clapton again.
Good evening. Welcome to the
We just keep listening to this guy. We started this set off with Wasted Country from Gail Ann Dorsey's album, from an EP called Corporate World. And that was there's an album called Corporate World, but that song's not on it. And then we heard Badge from Eric Clapton, the old Cream song, one of the last songs he wrote with Cream. I guess actually was the last one he wrote with George Harrison. And that's from the album 24 Nights. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're playing all things Eric Clapton, and we're going to continue throughout the, for the next 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to give way to, eventually, The Knife Edge, which we'll talk about a little later, but it's going to be a really cool show tonight, as it always is, because it's going to be especially cool tonight. So we're going to take a short break and play some more music, this time some Cream.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Be sure to tune into E-Town this week. Our musical guests include fast-approaching folk legend status singer-songwriter Martin Sexton and a hot new musical duo and all-around great and funny guys, the Milk Carton Kids, this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Matar's Bistro and Lounge, located on Route 517 in Alamuchi, featuring daily specials including steaks, seafood, cocktails, and a wine list. Private parties, weddings, and catering in their banquet facilities and al fresco dining on their upper deck. Information can be found online at matarsbistro.com or by phone 908-852-2300.
Attention, military service members. Did you know that Centenary College is an approved participant of the new GI Bill's Yellow Ribbon Program? If you qualify, full tuition is covered, or you may qualify for our 30% tuition discount. Centenary's liberal transfer policy may allow your military credits to be applied toward your major. Whether you're looking for a bachelor's degree or interested in obtaining a master's degree, Centenary College has a program for you. For more information, visit our website at centenarycollege.edu.
Love.
Cream. Yes, the trio Cream, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker playing Sunshine of Your Love, a great, great version of that song. And that's from Live Cream Volume 2. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Alton. We are going to talk about the question of the week. We had a bunch of callers with some really good answers that were not the correct answer. Anything from John Mayall, who's not American, but Bo Diddley and B.B. King, and I forget even some of the suggestions. But the question was, who was the first American blues artist that Eric recorded with in the studio and the song was released, the 45 was released? And the answer is Otis Spann, the piano player and sometimes vocalist. And the record that Eric played on in 1966 was before he was even a member of Cream. It was during the John Mayall years, kind of between the, you know, because he was on and off with John Mayall. He'd join him and he wouldn't show up. And then he did this thing where he went to Greece with a bunch of guys, and then he came back and they did an album. And the next thing you know, he's part of Cream. But anyway, he did this studio session, a part of a long career of studio sessions. And we had played the 45, the A-side some time ago. It's called Pretty Girls Everywhere, which is a really cool song. I might play that again in coming weeks. But I wanted to play the B-side, Stirs Me Up. And Eric is reported to be on both tracks. So here is Otis Spann with Stirs Me Up.
Tell me, baby, what's wrong with you? You don't love me, woman, like you. Yes, I do. No, you stirs me up. Stirs me up, baby. You know you stirs me up, baby. I just can't get enough. Talk about, and swing club.
I dropped in the land. I did the boogie. I did the boogie boogie. I did the boogie hand. Hey! Hey!
That was the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
You probably recognize John Lee Hooker, and you might have recognized Eric Clapton's guitar playing, but what you might not have known was that was actually from the same Rolling Stones concert that the Flashpoint album is featured. So, yeah, and then we started that set off with Stirs Me Up from Otis Spann from the album The Blues of Otis Spann, and we're going to play some crazy stuff in the background. That's Judy Carn saying Sock It To Me over and 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 over again, which is kind of what she did on Laughing with some other skits as well. So, hey, this has been Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And coming up next is E-Town, And this is going to be a cool version of E-Town because it features Martin Sexton, who, if you've never seen or heard, I recommend that you pay close attention, not with your eyes because it hurts. You have to strain your eyes to see through the radio. But what a great singer he is. And then the Milk Carton Kids, which I'm not as familiar with. The Achievement Award tonight goes out to Bill Ayers, but don't be scared. It's not the Bill Ayers that you might think of, because I would not even recommend you turn the show on if it was. It's a radio announcer who did some really cool things to help homeless people. So pay attention to E-Town. It's a great show. And after that is a special, very special edition of Knife Edge with Matt Orenstein, because he's doing the 40th anniversary version of the show. 40th anniversary, not of the show, I'm sorry. A 40th anniversary of the release of Wish You Were Here, the Pink Floyd album. And it's going to be, I don't even know, we've been talking about it, and he's got it all figured out. I don't know how you're going to do a two-hour show. It's all based on one album without playing the album. And, I'm really looking forward to it. So after that, of course, Keller Cellar with Keller Williams into the wee hours. So up next, E-Town, and then the Knife's Edge with the special Wish You Were Here edition. So let's spend about a half minute listening to Miss Judy Carne.